The collapse of the steel industry decades ago transformed many once thriving industrial communities into ghost towns. Today, the borough of Braddock, once a cornerstone of Andrew Carnegie's empire, remains devastated. In the 1980s, its crime rate was the worst in the nation. Local residents believe a community farm can solve some of Braddock's problems one tomato at a time. Allegheny Front intern Jack Billings reports.
15-year-old Sean Malloy, one of Braddock Farm's six summer interns, washes tomatoes for the weekly produce market at the farm. 16-year-old Shawnee Johnson points out other items available at Thursday's market.
Basil, squash, strawberry plant.
Those is peppers, and another set of peppers, and peppers, and the sunflowers.
This urban farm lies in the shadow of the massive Edgar Thompson Steelworks, a plant the community's own mayor says is merely a polluter now. Despite clouds of smoke and pungent smells, 50 beds of produce, herbs, and flowers flourish on mere 2 acres of land. Braddock Farms is a project created by Grow Pittsburgh, a nonprofit organization that facilitates urban farms and sustainable agriculture with the hopes of reviving struggling local economies. Allegheny County's Department of Human Services selected Braddock for AmeriCorps workers because the town has one of the area's highest rates of youth poverty. Mari Dumbaugh, an intern supervisor and member of AmeriCorps' Key Service Corps, believes Braddock Farms' fresh produce fosters significant community development.
This work is incredibly important, especially in urban centers. Fresh, local, organically grown food, I think, is part of a larger movement in the country that is heading towards sustainable ways of living and healthier people. This work in general is an excellent example of different parts of the community partnering up and different parts of the city partnering up. There are all sorts of benefits that come out of it.
Laverne Baker Hotep, Director of Education and Outreach at Pittsburgh's Center for Victims of Violence and Crime, is convinced that bringing fresh, whole food to urban towns can grow healthier bodies as well as healthier minds. She says urban farms like Braddock's bring a community together in a place where grocery stores are non-existent and folks don't know their neighbors anymore.
It's a little bit more difficult to commit crimes against people when you feel connected. Something like urban gardening and doing something that will bring people together where they reconnect with each other is transformative.
Baker Hotep says that research conducted on teens at a detention center shows that when youngsters eat plant-based diets, grades and behaviors improve, and that the same goes for children who consume less processed foods. Braddock's farm could put fresh foods in more kitchens in the area.
I believe that it certainly is a beginning, an excellent start, and something that I support totally.
While the farm may be too young to have noticeably curbed violence, every week, Braddock's residents who support the farm are putting their money where their mouths are.
We can throw another tomato in.
What can I get for 50 cents?
We have some beautiful garlic.
I think I'd be inclined to stop here first, just basically because I like the whole idea that I see the kids here and they're working hard, and I think I'd like to pay for the fruits of their labors.
The student interns grow and harvest the market's produce, and they also serve as market advertisers and staff. The group has loyal weekly customers, but is trying to increase community awareness of the availability of fresh produce. Sean Malloy talks about new advertising strategies.
We market it. We go door to door, passing out flyers. We tell our friends and family to come down Thursdays, 2:30 to 5:30. More people have just shown up.
As Malloy calculates purchases and handles payment, Shawnee Johnson bags bunches of herbs and explains the market's progress.
We have a lot of people coming here, spending money on positive things. And they see us doing positive things.
Fellow urban gardener Pat Morgan sells her fruits and vegetables at a table joined with Braddock Farms Market. Originally from Braddock, Morgan moved to the city years ago, but returned home specifically because of Grow Pittsburgh's farm project.
I was attracted to the place because of Grow Pittsburgh's urban farm here in Braddock, which is right across from where I went to high school and where I also taught. And I was excited about all the programs and the outreach to youth here and the artistic people that have come. It's the first real sign of life I've seen in Braddock in over 30 years.
One farm stand customer said that her visit to Braddock Farms was like going into the past and future at the same time. Braddock Farm's increasingly popular market, however, full of beans, lettuce, and peppers, may make you think that Braddock's future will be greener than its past. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Jack Billings.
Interns Emily McGinty and Alex Zabrick also contributed to this story. Their work was made possible by the Heinz Endowments and Sustainable Pittsburgh.